Instant Witnessing by Maria Fontaine.
Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. 2 Timothy 4:2. When Peter returned from a long trip, we went away to spend some time together. Since we couldn't discontinue our work, we made it a workation. Even though we worked each day, the fact that we were in a different location in a pleasant setting made it restful for us. We would take the evenings off to go for a relaxing walk, and most importantly, we tried to use those times to witness as much as we could. So while we were there, we passed out tracts and tried to be a witness in whatever way we could, even in our brief contact with those whose paths crossed ours. We shared a few words of encouragement and prayer for a waiter who told us his mother was deathly sick in the hospital, and who the Lord raised up a couple of days later in answer to prayer. A God bless you and a tract for the taxi driver or shopkeeper, a smile and more tracts for those we met in the course of our walks. We never left our apartment without tracts in our pocket, and we were always on the lookout for those whom the Lord wanted us to give one to or witness to. Even though we couldn't do a lot of personal witnessing because of constraints of time, we knew that the message in the tracts, combined with our reflection of the Lord's love in our smiles and the words we exchanged, could go a long way. Sometimes it's easy to wonder whether the little witness you give here and there is really making a difference or having much of an impact on people. Sometimes you don't even have a chance to see their reaction, and you just have to take it by faith that they will read the tract and hopefully will begin to ask questions about the meaning of life and start to seek the Lord or draw closer to the Lord and receive Him as their Savior. One evening while we were out, we met a group of young women who worked in nightclubs, and we gave them some tracts and a brief witness. Later we asked the Lord what effect, if any, our witness had had on them, as it didn't seem like we'd done much. He gave us the following message that illustrates how important even our smiles and words of encouragement are, along with the word we share, in this case in the form of tracts. They were touched by my spirit through your words of encouragement, your smiles, and your witness. They felt your compassion, your sincere interest in them, and they were drawn to my spirit in you. They were eager to hear more, and the word you shared with them will give them faith and encouragement if they will receive it. There are so many who are dying spiritually and living in a world of hopelessness where nothing satisfies. Some will receive the truth openly and eagerly, but not all will, for many are hardened and have received strong delusion. But there is hope for many who can be saved. As you reach out to people, spreading my love with words of encouragement, giving out tracts, smiling and acknowledging people, you are shining my light into the darkness and offering my love and truth to those who will receive them. Maria, the Lord wants us all to be faithful witnesses for Him, wherever we are and whatever else we are doing. And something we can always do, no matter what, whether we have a lot of time or not, whether we speak the language or not, whether we are able to give an in-depth witness or not, is give people a tract. We shouldn't underestimate the importance of giving people the written message and how far-reaching its effect can be. There are so many stories about how a tract has changed someone's life, brought them to Christ, and given them hope and encouragement to carry on. There is no one whom the Lord cannot reach with His word. Of course, we also need to be open to the Lord's leadings about anyone that He might want us to talk to personally and spend time with. We can't just be sowing seed. We also need to be willing to tenderly water and care for and nourish the seedlings that the Lord wants us to tend. On the other hand, we can't get so busy with a few seedlings that we neglect the rest of the field that hasn't even been sowed yet. It takes both. If you witness, you won't fail. Maybe you feel like you're not much of a witness, or you don't feel you know how to express yourself very clearly, or give people the answers that they are seeking. Maybe you feel that your answers are insufficient or inadequate. Maybe you feel that you're not eloquent enough, you don't have enough scriptures memorized, you're not able to formulate good, clear answers based on the word you know. Our job and calling are to witness, preach the gospel, and share the good news of salvation in Jesus. What matters is our faithfulness to His calling to witness, and if you are faithful to do so, you won't fail. All we have to do is be willing and to go. And even if we feel that our presentation isn't good enough, the Lord can use it to work in that person's heart and bring them to Him. If you're willing to be a channel of God's love to others, He'll shine through you. If you don't feel like you're eloquent or knowledgeable enough to be a good witness, don't worry, because sometimes you might get more mileage out of your witness by just giving someone a tract. The primary requisite is to be willing to be instant in season and out of season. You have to be willing to set aside whatever could hinder you from being an instant witness and determine in your heart that you're not going to miss the Lord's setups. You may be on your way to take care of some important business and not able to talk to someone personally right then, but you always have time to witness to them by handing them a tract. There's always time to give a tract, and I hope you carry some with you wherever you go. There's always room for a few tracts in your pocket, purse, or pouch. May we always remember that in all that we do, our primary task is to be a witness of the Lord's love. The Lord has given us His truth and His word. He's poured out His love in abundant measure. We are called to not be secluded in our own blessings, but to reach out to the world around us with the truth that can transform their lives for eternity. Each person you meet may be spiritually thirsty and in need, even if they don't show it, or even if they pretend that they're okay without it. Don't pass up the opportunity to share what you have with them. The Lord sees when we give to others because the love of Christ compels us. He has promised to bless our efforts to fulfill His commission, to reach the lost and the hungry with the gospel, even if we don't see immediate fruit from our witness. Dear Jesus, help us to be faithful to reach out to those in need, to those who we pass by, and at times don't pay attention to because we're so busy with our own thoughts and our own affairs. Help us to not miss those opportunities that you place in front of us, which may seem insignificant to us, but could make all the difference in the world to someone else, a chance to get to know you and be touched by your love. Forgive us, Jesus, for the times that we fail to value the wealth of your truth that you've entrusted us with, when we don't realize how much others need it. Help us to be aware as we go through our day that everyone desperately needs you, and to not pass up a single chance to give to others. May we be more aware of others and concerned about their eternal destiny. Help us to see people the way you do, with such great love and compassion. Your heart is broken for each of them, and you want our hearts to break for them as well. You came down and lived amongst the lowest of the low, in order to show that your love was for everyone. Help us to do the same. Help us never to underestimate the privilege of being called and chosen by you, and commissioned to bring your love and truth to others. Help us to not become secluded in our blessings, and to always remember that we are bought with a price, that we are not our own. You've commissioned us to show your love to others, to give them a witness in some form whenever possible. May we be faithful to give tracts to the people we meet throughout our day, along with a word of cheer and encouragement, or whatever you show us that will touch their hearts. Give us your heart of love, compassion, mercy, and humility. Your love didn't fail us, Jesus. Help our love not to fail others. Amen. Are you doing your part to reach the lost? God bless and keep you as you continue to be an instant witness for Him.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.